Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
This week, there was a celebration of what could be a model facility for riders of the Des Moines Area Regional Transportation System, or the DART bus system. The City of Windsor Heights, DART, Sam's Club, Walmart, and Colby Interests, all of Windsor Heights, came together to create a new transit hub. I asked Amanda Wonky, the Chief External Affairs Officer of DART, about the project, starting with how long it's been on the drawing board.
So this project started almost 5 years ago when we came together to apply for an Iowa Clean Air Attainment Program grant. So we got that grant, which is federal funds that come through our DOT, so you've got them involved. And then as the project moved along, we needed to involve the city. We needed to involve Walmart, that owns Walmart and Sam's Club in the area, Colby Interests, who are the property owners, and DART. You needed a lot of people at the table to think about all of the impacts of what we were doing for both pedestrians and drivers, our operators, and everyone else who is in and out of here every day.
What about this being a design or an idea for other parts of the metro?
Yes, and we are seeing more, we're calling them mobility hubs, where those multiple forms of mobility come together. So this one's starting with a bike rack and buses and cars, and we have had conversations already about the future of bike share and the future of car share and the future of having a spot for an Uber and Lyft pickup and how all those forms of mobility come together.
I asked Amanda how this effort that's in Windsor Heights improves the experience and the safety of riders.
Safety is our top priority. The biggest thing with that right now is, one, that we have added lanes that weren't here for the bus. So the buses are able to pull out of the way of the traffic so people can safely get off and get on the bus. And our drivers and the other drivers can safely interact with each other. So those lanes are extremely important. We also have accessibility. There are a lot of people with a variety of needs, and having ways to safely access the stop and the store and everywhere else around here is extremely important.
It's also a project that's bigger than Windsor Heights. So what's the regional nature of this project?
Well, you know, I tell people when I moved here, I moved for the greater Des Moines area. I live in West Des Moines. I work in downtown. I shop in Windsor Heights. My husband works in Johnston. Got a little bit of all of it going on. And the same is true in transit and mobility, really accentuate that for everybody, because people aren't just traveling within a city. We are traveling from city to city in our region. And the DART, the Des Moines Area Regional Transit Authority, it is all about the region. And so coming together in the various communities is essential and really the key behind our commission having a member from each member city involved so that they can work together across the cities to do what's best for the region.
A couple of weeks ago, I was at a legislative forum sponsored by several western suburb chambers, including the Windsor Heights Chamber. And the first question had to do with providing better transportation options for people living in Des Moines, but perhaps traveling to work in the western suburbs. Is something like this going to be able to assist in that commute?
We are seeing a lot more of that reverse commute. A lot more people coming from the Des Moines core and going out to the suburbs, whether that be Ankeny, West Des Moines, Urbandale, others, and having a place to wait. Sometimes that involves a transfer from one route to another. So having a safe place to wait is good. Also having the infrastructure of shelters, the reinforced concrete that is important to have here, all of that makes it something that we can build from as we look to the future. And Windsor Heights is a central city, as you know, for that. And this allows us to grow out and think about the future connections, and having that safe and comfortable place to wait makes it easier.
Windsor Heights City Councilman Zach Bales-Henry, who represents his city on the DART Regional Board, was there, and I asked him about the importance of this project for Windsor Heights.
I think it's incredibly important. It shows the need that we have in our community for individuals who not only need to leave Windsor Heights to get to other places in Des Moines, but also want to come here, shop here, live here, work here. So it's so incredibly important to have multimodal transportation. I think that's what hits home at the end of the day.
What is multimodal transportation, and why is that important in understanding as we look towards the future?
It's various modes of transportation, and bus transportation is one of those. It's one of the key parts of any growing and developing city. And it's not like we're recreating the wheel here. I mean, there are a lot of cities throughout time that have done something similar to this.
Speaking of different communities, also at the event was Des Moines City Councilman Josh Mandelbaum. I asked him about the relationship between the city of Des Moines and Windsor Heights, and more importantly, the economics of this project.
The corridors really connect our communities. The University Corridor goes all through the metro, right? It's in the heart of Des Moines, but it connects Pleasant Hill to Windsor Heights to Clive, and even beyond to Waukee. I mean, it's really a connector in our community. And with that comes a tremendous amount of opportunity, because Des Moines residents can come to where we're at. This is a shopping and service hub. It's a way to access us here. So it provides access to amenities and opportunities, and it really ties the communities together.
Right now, in Windsor Heights, there's a discussion about something called a road diet to reduce the number of lanes on University Avenue. And I know that's also being talked about and being done in Des Moines. Why is that so important?
Yeah, well, it's part of what will make University even more of a destination, right? What you want with a corridor is you don't want it to be a place that people just zoom through. You want it to be a destination in and of itself. And you have that opportunity to create that feel, particularly in multiple places along this corridor. The downtown Windsor Heights can be one of those destinations, just like the Drake area with the Drake campus as an anchor can be one of those destinations. And it's really, you need to make them livable, you need to make them accessible, and that means transit accessible, that means walkable, that means bikeable. And that's what the road diet will do, that's what having a shelter here, it makes transit much more safe and accessible for folks. So it's all of those things, and we need to do more of it. It's a win-win.
How do you make roadways work for economic development? You've just heard one very important example. Our thanks to the City of Windsor Heights, the Windsor Heights Chamber, Dart, Amanda, Zach, and Josh for their time. More to come on the Business News Hour. Hey, before we leave you, this came in just as we were sitting down to put together the Business News Hour for today. NBC is reporting that President Trump will sign the funding bill to avert a second government shutdown, but he will also use his executive powers to declare a national emergency to funnel more money to the southern border and build his wall. Only one time in the recent history has a president used emergency powers to overrule Congress, and that was back when President Bush used his pen to allow contractors to pay workers cleaning up after Katrina less than the prevailing wage. He was, by the way, taken to court, but before the decision was handed down, he rescinded his own executive order. Stay tuned. There's probably more coming up there. Well, that's a wrap for today. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.